And we have Sophie Strickland on the line. Good morning to you, Soph.
Hey, boys. How are you?
Going very well. Now, last Sunday, let's start with that, I think the under-12 girls in the MPCA played in that representative grand final.
Yeah, unfortunately, they didn't quite get the job done. But it was a good fight back towards the end there, which was good.
And they just fell short in the end. Not a lot of runs in it.
No, there wasn't a lot of runs in it. We were all out for 48. We didn't quite bat out all our overs. But when they came out to bat, I think we had them 1 for 30, and in the end we had them 6 for when they got the score. So it was a close one towards the end there, that's for sure.
And a bit of a shame, because she'd actually batted pretty well during all the other games, and there were plenty of girls who'd gone not out for the tournament. So I suppose they'd have been a bit disappointed by going all out in their batting dig.
Yeah, exactly. Although one of the girls did come up to me at the end and say, you know, she wasn't too fussed, we didn't win. You know, they were just really sad it was all over, which was good, means they had fun, and that's what it's all about.
And I think we'd have to say that for the first year of local cricket, it gets a big tick, doesn't it, for the girls?
Yeah, absolutely. I think from this point on, it'll just continue to grow and grow and get bigger, and hopefully we get more girls involved and we continue to find some really great talents on the peninsula.
And can you see any changes being made, Sophie, to playing formats or rules and regulations, given it's, you know, relatively new?
I reckon definitely in the junior girls competition, they will, over time, probably, you know, simplify the rules more to suit the boys even. And I definitely think, you know, with the number of girls they've had, I wouldn't be surprised if they made more age groups, so the girls weren't playing from such young ages to, like, at the moment we've got 12-year-olds playing with 17-year-olds. So I think, you know, that they might split the ages just to get even more girls involved, which will be great.
Yeah, now, last night, probably most eyes or many of the eyes would have been on the women's AFL, and they had plenty of netballs and a few local girls playing. And any of the cricketers that you've come up against in the women's cricket, also the AFL teams, have you noticed anything like that yet?
Yeah, so one of our local girls, she actually played for the Sharks, Nat Plain. She played for Carlton last night. So that was pretty amazing to see her, you know, dominate both sports. We also had Jess Cameron, who plays cricket for Australia. She was playing for Collingwood, so that was also really good to see.
I wonder if it'll get to the stage, as it has for the men's competition, that you really can only concentrate at the end of the day on one sport. And big decisions have to be made, you know?
Yeah, I think, you know, especially Nat and Jess at the moment, like, they've just been involved in the Women's Big Bash and they've gone straight into it. I can't imagine how they're coping with it all so much.
Just on the women's footy last night, Sophie, there was a lot of hype heading up towards the game, and obviously the hype was matched by the crowd. The crowd was enormous last night.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually was lucky enough to go to the game and got in before they shut the gates, and at quarter time I looked out the back and I reckon there was about 2,000 people who couldn't even get in, and there was people trying to jump the fence, like everyone just wanted to see it. But it was an amazing atmosphere, that's for sure.
Did you buy a ticket, or did you go early? How did you go about it?
So you couldn't actually purchase tickets. You literally just walked in, so
first in, first served.
Yeah, absolutely. But the queues to get in were I reckon we waited probably 20 minutes just to get in there. It was packed.
Yeah, so I tell you, it's been the last 18 months or so, it's been a real push in all the women's sports, which I'm sure you're very pleased about. But cricket's going well, and now the AFL and netball, of course, has always been strong. Not sure so much about W League. I think they've got a few issues to sort out. But it must be a very positive feeling being involved in sport. Do you have a sense of sort of being a bit of a pioneer in the area? How do you feel about it all?
Absolutely. I think, you know, looking at the young girls, you know, yesterday I actually went up to the footy with a group of under-15 girls from Mount Eliza, and to see them recognise that all these opportunities they have in front of them with not just footy but cricket, and it's pretty amazing for them to almost see that they have somewhere to go. And, you know, I think Nat Swain, who does play cricket and footy from around the peninsula, she's great. It's great for, you know, girls from around the peninsula to see that, you know, you really can almost live your dream.
So the rest of our discussion, we're going to try to focus on how women's cricket is going. I mean, we've talked in general about women's sport, but women's cricket. Now, last time we chatted to you, you talked about in your own game playing at Dandenong and getting to play against Meg Lanning, which would have been huge excitement. How's do you find the women's cricket itself's gone, apart from the local girls? The women's cricket in general, what's your thoughts on its progress?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the standard has just grown a mile in probably the last 2-3 years. The standard at not rep cricket but premier cricket is just increasing and increasing, and I think that's from all the pathways that are coming into it. But, you know, some of the girls I'm versing are younger than me. They're 14, 15 playing premier cricket, and just absolutely, they can hit a stick better than half the girls who are older than them, and it's amazing.
Which is interesting. We talked Meg Lanning. When I was sort of hunting around the last couple of days, sort of doing a bit of background for this, and one name kept bobbing up, and I think more around the northwestern suburbs, and I think she had an association with the Renegades. Molly Strano, and I think that's how you pronounce it. And they've named one of the trophies after it.
Strano, I think, Neil.
Yeah, Molly Strano. So, what can you tell us about Molly?
Yeah, Molly has definitely, I think, is about to get her. I think she's about to make her debut in the Australian team, which has been a long time coming for her. And she bowls some really good off spin. I've actually had the unfortunate pleasure of being bowled by her several times. But not just her bowling. She's a really strong batter. She plays for Essendon in the Premier Cricket, and she opens the batting for them, and she generally is making a lot of runs.
The pleasure of being bowled out by her, Sophie. Do you want to change your words on that?
Definitely don't know if that was the right word. Although I actually have bowled her out once, so I suppose I'm even there.
she well support when she played for the Renegades in the Big Bash. She was she was a very popular player for the Renegades.
Yeah, absolutely. Molly has is a very funny character. So a lot of the young girls, have really got behind Molly in the Renegades because she's just a really good support for the girls, and she's a very funny character, that's for sure.
Now, one of the things we're going to ask you to do is to just mention some of the young kids who are coming on, some of the names that we're likely to see in either Victorian or Australian sides, if all goes well over the next few years, some of the ones you've had your eye on because they really look promising. So, what names have you come up with, Soph?
Well, we have Sophie Molyneux, who I actually, she captains the team at Dandenong that I play for. She's just turned 18. She opens the batting for the Renegades. She bowls left arm off spin better than anyone I know. And she's just won the Betty Wilson Young Upcomer Award at the Allan Border Medal. So that was really exciting for Soph. And we also have Lucy Cripps, who is from around our area. Lucy's actually just turned 14. She's playing Premier One cricket, and she's hit sixes straight down the ground like she's been playing for years. So I definitely think Lucy's someone we're going to see in the Big Bash and play for Victoria, and then from then on.
Sixes down the ground. I reckon I only hit one of those in my career. Yeah, must be the Big Bash.
I don't think I did any. Look, again, when I was hunting around, I noticed on the Vic Country site, and I don't know whether you've come across Chelsea Moscrip, I think that's how you pronounce her name, as a leg spinner. I just wonder if you've come across her at all.
Yeah, so Chelsea actually plays with me at Dandenong also. She's pretty good, and you know, the spinners that seemed at Premier Cricket, most of the spinners are really good batters. So Chelsea actually opens the batting with Sophie at Dandenong. And, yeah, very good player.
So are your coaching duties over now for this season, Sophie?
Yeah, they are, unfortunately. I've enjoyed it. I'm kind of sad it's all over.
Oh, it is, but what a great year. It must be a real sense of excitement all around women's cricket at the moment, I would think. You sort of get that sense that everybody's moving in a really positive direction on it all.
Yeah, exactly. I think, you know, we've got plenty of girls coming through. We've got plenty of talent coming through. And I think that's why we will continue to have such a strong Victorian Australian team, because, you know, we've just got those talented girls coming through. And, yeah, it's a really exciting time to be a woman playing sport or a young girl playing sport. You know, there's just so many opportunities.
Very much, yeah, very much. And I believe the there's some under-18 teams playing at the MCG tomorrow. I'm pretty sure it's the girls' game in the morning and then the Sharks playing in the afternoon game. Are you aware of any of the people playing in that game?
So I'm actually playing in the under-18 girls' team in the morning. So we start bright and early at 8:30 in a T20, so I'm feeling pretty nervous, more nervous about the weather forecast than anything. Yeah. And then we're lucky enough to have the boys playing after us, so that's a pretty exciting time for our region.
Absolutely, and what a great opportunity to get to play at the G. That'll be fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple of years ago, we made the under-18 final, and it was the year of the World Cup. So we actually couldn't play on the MCG. We played at Frankston. So, it's super exciting. Like, I can't believe that we're playing on the MCG. It's going to be pretty amazing. A
couple of other names of people in that team. You might as well mention those now while we can.
So we've got Amy Yates. So, obviously, Amy plays for the Renegades. She's a very strong, powerful hitter. And hopefully she smashes a few sixes on the G. That'd be great.
She played in Ballon Park first a couple of weeks ago,
and
too.
And she's in again today as well.
And we've got all-rounder Sam Ryan. She plays from Melbourne, originally from Pines. And Julie Ferns from Mount Martha. Julie is a very patient batter, but she'll turn the strike over and